Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Terra Innovatum announces post-closing board and names former Framatome CEO Catherine Williams as chair. Terra Innovatum, a developer of micromodular nuclear reactors and GSR3 Acquisition Corp., announced nominees for the board of directors post-closing of the proposed business combination with GSRT. The board will include former Framatome CEO Catherine Williams as chair, along with other seasoned industry leaders with expertise in nuclear energy. The diverse board brings global leadership experience, finance knowledge, and regulatory expertise to guide Terra Innovatum's strategy. The company aims to bring low-cost, zero-carbon energy solutions to market with the help of this accomplished board. SilverX reports enhanced PEA with after-tax NPV, 5% of $440 million, and 69% IRR, updates mineral resource estimate. SilverX Mining Corp. announces a new preliminary economic assessment showing a district-scale project with 3,000 TPROM mining and processing capacity, producing over 6 MOS AEQ annually. The PEA reveals an after-tax NPV of $439 million at a 5% discount rate, with an IRR of 69%. The company plans to operate two mines within the Nueva Recuperada Silver District, aiming to become a mid-tier silver producer. With aggressive drill campaigns to upgrade resources and expand tonnage, SilverX is poised for significant growth. An upcoming expanded environmental permit, along with plans for new milling facilities, further solidify the company's strategic position for future success.
Investor news breaks. Branded Legacy Inc., OTC, BLEG, subsidiary acquires 22,000 square foot facility to advance addiction treatment solutions. Branded Legacy Inc., BLEG, has announced that its subsidiary, Bio Legacy Evaluative Group, has acquired a 22,000 square foot facility in Vancouver, Canada. The new GMP-compliant facility will serve as a laboratory and manufacturing hub for addiction treatment solutions. Located in the heart of Vancouver's drug crisis, the site will enable BioLegacy to work directly with affected populations. The company aims to develop safe products to counteract hazardous substances. This move aligns with Branded Legacy's focus on health and wellness, offering innovative solutions to combat addiction and support recovery. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website at @brandedlegacy.com. UGI system upgrades in Bethlehem could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to start a natural gas main replacement project in Bethlehem on September 8th. This project provides an opportunity for some homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on 2nd Street ramp onto Broadhead Avenue and Broadhead Avenue between West 3rd Street and Broadway. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., potentially causing road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspections and equipment relighting. The new natural gas main installation is expected to be finished by the end of September, with final paving and restoration to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-722 or gasconversion at ugi.com. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and customers, and more information can be found at wwg.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.